going. Just here. They do not.
Okay, he's ready to go. Thank you, everybody, for coming down to the special council meeting, 27th of February 2019. And I'll declare the meeting open at 5:30 and acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariad people, and recognise the contribution of Gariad elders, past, present, future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you. Item 3, recordance of attendance, is as listed. 3.2, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications, there is nil. 3.3, apologies, there is nil. 3.4, approved leave of absence with Councillor George De Cash. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Councillors, do I have any disclosures tonight?
No.
Thank you. Easy. Nil. Item 4, public time. This meeting has been recorded on audio tape and streamed live online as an additional record of meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give your permission for the recording of your participations, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland local law and standing orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceeding of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding chairperson to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland local law and standing orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with section 673 of the Town of Port Hedland local law and standing orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. So, 4.1, public question time. I'll open public question time at 5:32 and call for public questions. Do I have any public questions? No? Okay. I do? Yeah.
Callum Marshall, 131 Anderson Street, Port Hedland. Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Councillor of the Town of Port Hedland, Mr. Pence, and my fellow concerned citizens. Could you please clarify, shall the budget of $300K on page 12 that you've allocated for works for the Stephen Street Retirement Village based on the upcoming federal report, should in fact not be enough funds to complete required works for the village to return to a safe residence for our elderly citizens? Is there a reserve allocation of funds in the budget which would cover these additional costs?
The $300,000 is not for any works to be provided to the, or it can be allocated for emergency, but it's for the reports and technical reports that had to be redone.
$300,000 worth?
That is correct. It was just a figure that we put into the budget. Local government, you know, with local government funds, we cannot spend any money at all unless it's in the budget. So that is just a figure that we put in there to cover the extra works we had to do with the extra reports that were requested.
Okay, so money is budgeted for just paying for the reports, pretty much.
Basically, yes.
Okay. Next question. I see on page 21, there is a reserve of $3 million allocated for asset managed community facilities and infrastructure. However, as stated by the Mayor at the Special Council meeting in November, the village had reached the end of its asset depreciation period, and the Town of Port Hedland intended to no longer value this asset. The community would then assume that the village is therefore not listed on the asset register and does not qualify for funds from this reserve. Can you please clarify if the village has been removed from the Town of Port Hedland asset register?
I remember answering the question, the town would put a zero dollar amount on the value of the asset, but I'll pass over to Sina to further clarify.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through the chair, the asset has been written down to zero value. The asset, however, does remain on the asset register.
So it's still class an asset to the town for headlands?
That's correct.
So in that case then, it does fall under the, where is it? The asset managed community facilities infrastructure that you guys budgeted for $33 million.
So yeah.
Sorry, can you clarify the $3 million is on which
Yeah,
part?
So in the agenda, I read out of the name, sorry. I understand on page 21, there's a $3 million allocated for asset managed community facilities and infrastructures.
Okay. So the reserve is accumulated over time through budgets, collection of rates, and it is for council then through the budget process to determine how that money is spent. Asset renewal is for, yes, asset
so
for the town.
If it doesn't pass an asset still, that money can be used for that as well then?
Yes, it would be in theory.
The allocation would be allocated to specific already budgeted allocations.
Yeah, we've got on there like primary station, great pool and all that, but not limited to. So there's more room for other allocated areas.
If you're referring directly to the retirement village,
yes.
then any funds that are going to be allocated to the retirement village first would have to be agreed to by council.
Yeah.
Agreed to by council that funds will be spent or potentially could be spent on the asset. Then a business case would have to be developed, and then public consultation would have to be had, because it is not a core function of a local government to invest in public housing. So public consultation would have to be had, and we would have to determine whether the public want the council to spend that sort of money on a facility like that. So it is a long process, and we're only at the very start of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do I have any further public questions? Thank you. We'll close public question time at 5:37. And open public statement time at 5:37. Do I have any public statements?
Good afternoon, Mayor Blanco, councillors, and the CEO and directors. Dave McGowan, 11 Sullivan Street, representing the Port Hedland Yacht Club. The Port Hedland Yacht Club is an integral part of the social fabric of Port Hedland. It offers a pleasant, vibrant location for members and their guests, along with visitors to our town, to relax, have a great experience on the vast grass area overlooking the port environs. The club provides sail training to community members and currently consistently have 30 kids and up to 15 adults participating in our tri-sailing days each fortnight. We as a club take pride in what we offer the people of Port Hedland, and I'm always aiming to improve the experience, services, and manage the costs. The club has had varied financial success over the years and is currently in a better position than the past few, but is still not in a position to move forward as quickly as we want to due to financial restraints. The club management has reduced ongoing costs as best we can by redefining services, local company sponsorship, and volunteer labour to keep the property in good condition. The impending marina and sport bank upgrades will enhance the amenity for everyone in the town, and the club will be part of that. The club needs to be in a financial position financially to be able to move along with what is planned and be able to achieve our aims. The impost of our rates on our property, which has doubled this year, albeit with a 50% concession, has caused us additional financial stress that was unplanned. We have had to discontinue the council rubbish service as that became too expensive once the bin audit was completed, and we have been fortunate to have a local company, Tox Free, support us with the rubbish service, a significant saving. The club currently has a 50% concession on our rates, however, we are the only club in the town of Port Hedland that does not have a 100% concession. The club believes that is vital community resource. The town of Port Hedland should afford the club the same benefits as the other clubs in the jurisdiction. We request the review of our rate concession to 100% in order to be able to put those funds into improving facilities and services at the club and bring us on par with all the other clubs in Port Hedland. Thank you.
David?
Yeah.
Mr. McGowan, are you happy to take a question?
Yeah, depends what it is.
The requirement for concessions on clubs is that the club fill the application out,
yep,
and then submit it to the council, and then the council determines yes or no. The yacht club did fill out the application for rates concession, and the club indicated that it wanted a 50% rate concession, and the council agreed to what the club has requested.
I'm well aware of that. We weren't aware that our rates were going to double because of the change in the rating structure, and also the fact that all the other clubs were going to go up to 100%. Like, we accepted that if we paid the same rates as last year, we budgeted for that, and we knew what we were in for at the 50%. And we were happy with that, but we didn't want to go the whole 100%, didn't go for the 100% because we just didn't.
So what is the rates bill on for the yacht club?
Look, I haven't got it on me. Yes, I have. Well, total amount including rubbish is $8,505.
The allocation for the rubbish is
separate.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is. What is the rate?
Well, okay, it'll be $5,837 plus emergency services levy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Do I have any further public statements? Close public statement time at 5:42. 4.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. There is nil. Item 5, questions from members without notice. Deputy?
No, thank you. Sorry, I do have one. Just on page 22, the airport master plan review required will be reimbursed by Port Hedland International Airport. Why did we do the review?
See that?
Thank you, Jase. So that's the way the lease agreement is set up, that we do the independent review and the airport pays for it.
Thank you.
Councillor Aaron?
I'm not.
Councillor Whitwell? Can I get you to speak in the microphone?
I just want to ask, I asked this question last time we met, I think, and that is that where are we with that report on Stephen Street? Have we received even some indication of where it is and when it's going to be ready?
That was answered last time you asked. We were going to be presenting it towards the end of this month, but it might be early next month before we can present to council on that.
So you'll have it. You'll give it to council.
We're still
when it arrives.
Yes, we're still waiting for some quotes to come back for replacement of assets, some pricing.
Comment?
Yes.
Sorry.
I can just comment on where we are. So the detailed analysis has been done, the inspections undertaken, and the cost determined to repair the building. The question was then asked, with that extent of works, does it trigger bringing it up to code? And the advice is yes, it does trigger that, the extent of the repair works. So we've asked them to determine or assess what those additional costs would be to bring it, not only do the repairs, but to bring it up to code. We're also looking at what a rebuild, an actual in-situ rebuild would cost, and what the cost for relocatable types of type of buildings as they've got down in Karratha would cost as well. So you'll have the full picture of what it would cost to repair or replace.
Okay, that sounds a bit more promising. Okay, thanks.
Councillor Carter?
Nothing.
Councillor?
No, thank you.
Sorry. Councillor McDonough?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Councillor Pitt?
Just one question in regards to Danny's comment during public statement time. If this goes through, will there be an opportunity for the yacht clubs ask for concession rates to be reviewed or not? I know that you mentioned they put in, but obviously they didn't understand. They didn't have a full picture of where they were with the rates and things and stuff like that. So, will there be an opportunity to review that for them?
Well, if a council member wants to put an additional item to the officer's report, yes. But in saying that, the yacht club has filled out the paperwork, and the council has determined the rates concession for that for this year. So they've done everything correctly. And we have done everything correctly, so.
Yeah, no more questions.
Okay. Item 6, announcements by presiding member without discussion, there is nil. Item 7, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands for that? Thank you. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 8, reports of officers. 8.11, the 2018-90 mid-year budget review on page 9 with the officer's recommendation on the same page.
Can I make an amendment to the officer's recommendation, please?
Officer recommendation on page 10. Yes, Councillor?
Yes, to include the yacht club for 100% this year.
We might want to try that on the next item.
Sorry.
So.
So
moved. Thank you. Councillor McDonald, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
And Councillor Arif seconded. Do I have any against? Motion is passed 8-0. Item 1.2, the 18-19 additional rates concession and exemptions. The officer's recommendation on page 29. Deputy?
Yes, could I include the yacht club for 400% this year, please?
See that, is it at
sorry.
Are you moving that amendment?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Do I have a seconder in that? Councillor Pitt, do I have any against? No? Items passed 8-0.
Sorry, is that just for the amendment?
No, that's amendment, yeah, and item. Item 8.13, request for tender 2018-35 workwear and personal protective equipment for staff at the Town of Port Hedland, with the officer's recommendation on page 33. Yes.
The last tender that we had, how many years was that for? Similar? 2 years plus one plus one?
See ya.
I would just need to check on that. Sorry.
Sorry, we just didn't have a briefing on this, so I didn't need to have
2 seconds.
That's all.
Sorry.
Through the chair, can you just clarify your question? Sorry.
So this tender is for 2 years plus one plus one. Was it similar for the last tender of workwear and everything? No?
I'd have to take that.
Yeah. It does take a question. Yep. Yep, that's fine.
Opinion that
it was
three,
but
that's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
similar. Yep, that's
right. We have got the officer there.
There's no one here that can.
No.
I'm back with that.
You okay? Okay, do I have a mover? Yes, move deputy. Seconder, Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 9, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters, there is nil. Item 10, closure. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday the 27th of March 2019, commencing at 5:30, with the public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday the 20th of March 2019, commencing at 5:30. So I'll declare the meeting closed at 5:52.